For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. About the organization, our foundation. To understand the apostolic faith organization, it is necessary to examine our foundation. We trace our heritage back to the holiness movement of the late 1800s, which emphasized entire sanctification as a second, definite, instantaneous experience subsequent to justification. It was upon godly individuals of that background that God poured out the Pentecostal experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in another language. The Holy Ghost outpouring in the city of Los Angeles, California, in April of 1906, came to be known as the Azusa Revival. What God accomplished in that group of saved and sanctified people laid the foundation for what we continue to stand for today. This was the starting point for the establishment of the apostolic faith work, as Florence Crawford, our founder, was among those who went to the humble mission on Azusa Street seeking for more of God. There she received her sanctification, and just a few days later, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. From that time on, her burning desire was to spread the message that the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit was available for believers who had been sanctified. Along with the other leaders on Azusa Street, she taught that sanctification was not only a second, definite, and instantaneous experience, but also a consecrated way of life which demanded carefulness with regard to conduct and appearance. Florence Crawford soon felt God's call to take the message to other areas. At the end of December in 1906, she preached at a series of meetings in Portland, Oregon, in an old blacksmith shop which had been converted into a mission hall. God blessed those services, and in time the pastor of the group offered to turn his church over to Florence Crawford. God's plan was unmistakable, and in 1908 she moved to Portland to establish the headquarters for the apostolic faith work. At that point, the Azusa Street ministry turned over two of the copies of the publication mailing list and transferred to her the responsibility of publishing the apostolic faith paper. Just over 1 year later, on October 12, 1909, the apostolic faith organization was registered with the state of Oregon. Our founder's purpose in establishing this holiness organization was to maintain and teach all the doctrines as taught by Christ and by his apostles, and to spread the latter rain gospel to every land. Although not all of the religious organizations that sprang from the Azusa Revival have upheld the original doctrinal position of those who received the Holy Ghost at that time, we strive to continually emphasize what was taught in April of 1906. We value our roots in that Azusa Street movement, but even more importantly, we value our biblical roots. Our foundation is the Word of God, although the Azusa Revival provided the framework for what we are today. Our vision for the future is rooted in our heritage. We cannot separate where we are going from where we have been. We are committed to upholding the doctrines of the Word of God and passing on to the next generation the gospel that was delivered into our hands.